This is episode 1166. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And each technique is always customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week. And this allows you to master a particular quality in your life when you focus on it day in, day out for a full week using different techniques. These are techniques you can use whether you're seated meditating or if you are right smack in the busiest part of your day. That's often when we most need these techniques. So they help to transition you to a place of inner peace. Well, we're exploring the theme this week of the path to happiness with some of the wisdom from the ancient Stoics. And in particular, I'm sharing with you the Stoics' Marcus Aurelius, who was a former Roman emperor. And he was highly regarded during his time, and someone who was not so highly regarded always during his time, and that is Seneca. Seneca was a philosopher. He wrote dramas, all kinds of plays, and he also was the teacher to the infamous Nero when Nero was a child, and then he advised Nero as Nero grew older. And Seneca was a controversial figure because he didn't necessarily walk his talk until later in his life. He seemed to truly exhibit the beliefs of the Stoics, which was to live more simply as a better human being. Well, in today's episode, I'm going to guide you using a breathing technique. Now, your breath is one of the fastest ways to calm your mind and body instantly with three deep, long inhales and exhales through your nose, you can instantly release tension in your body. So the technique I have for you today layers an affirmation right on top of this breathing technique. And so when you use the two together, the affirmation and the power of your breath, great things happen when you meditate. You really empower yourself and also calm your mind and body as you do empower yourself. Many people don't think of meditation as empowering because you may think of it as something that's more passive. But in fact, meditation gives you energy, clarity, and peace. So these three dimensions of meditation interact together as you meditate. You come away from your meditation feeling refreshed. Now, as I share with you the breathing technique, I want to share a little wisdom from the Stoics in regard to a path to happiness which involves wealth. And as I record this series, it's been fun because I happen to be in the land of the ancient Roman Stoics that I'm sharing with you this week, and that is Italy. So I'm currently in Lake Como, Italy, and today I went on a boat tour of the lake and had the chance to tour a palace, and there are many of these palaces or mansions on the lake, and they are from medieval times, but also there are many of these castles or mansions or palaces, whatever you choose to see, you can definitely encounter here on Lake Como. And these have been constructed more recently, I should say, in the 17th and 18th centuries. And there are even some new ones going up, but most of them have been refurbished. So they are exhibiting great wealth. And they were meant to exhibit great wealth. And when you consider the true path to happiness, think about what you're doing right now with your meditation ritual. You are calming your mind and body as you sit in stillness. And this is a rich experience. And the Stoics, Seneca, was incredibly wealthy, and as well as Marcus Aurelius, who was an emperor. So these were two very wealthy men, and you might wonder, what could they really share about wealth? Well, I think they have a lot of wisdom in regard to wealth, as you will see in the following quotes. So Seneca says in regard to wealth and a possible path to happiness through wealth, he says, "For many men, the acquisition of wealth does not end their troubles, it only changes them." And Marcus Aurelius has this to say about wealth. He says, "The only wealth which you will keep forever is the wealth you have given away." And these are two very wealthy men who are saying this in regard to wealth, who realized in their lifetime that to lose wealth or to let go of their wealth didn't make them any less satisfied or happy in their lives. In fact, they claim that you can be much happier when the focus of your life is not on wealth. So as I was passing these beautiful gardens and castles, palaces, and mansions on Lake Como, I thought about how these were just shows of wealth. Nothing really more. In fact, many of these were homes people lived in only for part of the year. So when you consider your path to happiness and your view on wealth, think how you may be holding yourself back if you form an attachment to monetary wealth or wealth that you publicly display to others. So the Stoics believed that wealth came from your inner wisdom, and you may believe the same because you're here getting ready to meditate. So you are on the path to happiness simply by showing up for yourself each time you meditate. And when you meditate, you can think of your emotions as you would your wealth. Think of the emotions that cost you a great deal, such as anger or harboring a grudge or resentment or envy or fear or self-doubt. These are emotions that cause you to expend a great deal of energy, so they're very costly. And when you consider the emotions of joy or happiness or peace, these emotions make you feel incredibly rich, as though you have wealth in how you live your life. So today's breathing technique is all about transitioning from an emotion you're currently experiencing that costs you a great deal of your quality of life. And so right now, as you settle yourself into your meditation ritual, think about an emotion you're currently processing that costs you a great deal of worry, fear, doubt. Think of this emotion. Now, as you do the breathing technique, inhale and exhale through your nose. And when you inhale, inhale deeply through your nose and mentally repeat, "I am." Very nice. Now, as you exhale through your nose, not letting your breath escape and rush out, but rather allowing your breath to gently flow out of your nose, mentally repeat, "Free." So on the inhale, mentally repeat, "I am." And on the exhale, mentally repeat, "Free." Free from these emotions that may hold you back. So this is your meditation technique for today. Take it into your meditation right now. And if you'd like to be guided in full half-hour meditations where you can break off at the 15-minute or so mark, as well as gain access to over 1,000 guided meditations, you can find a membership subscription site at my website called sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. And there you'll find a journal customized for each week's series. So we have an Ancient Wisdom of the Stoics in regard to your true happiness journal for this week, and a guide. You always receive a guide each week with all the different techniques organized nicely for you. So you don't have to remember what was the affirmation, what was the breathing technique. It's all right there at your fingertips. And now go into your meditation, honoring who you are. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.